Shalom, good afternoon. I want to share with you, on the one hand, my happiness about the loud crowd, which moved us to the auditorium. But I'll be honest with you, I was much more comfortable in the smaller, intimate room upstairs, 103. They put me here in a podium, and a microphone, and these spotlights in my face. And I very much prefer the direct contact with the crowd. I used to see... Oh, hello, Rabbi. I used to see Rabbi Spiegelman's, I was with called Chochmat HaParsuf, when he didn't like what I said, he was like stunned. Sometimes he would like disagree, and now I don't see anything, I just see the mic. So we'll try to continue with our intimacy, and I would still would like to know your names and to react, to respond to you directly, but I'm on the podium. The topic of this year was announced as Chag HaShavuot. And Chag HaShavuot has two aspects. One which is more emphasized and celebrated by us contemporarily, and that is Chag Matan Torah, Mamad Har Sinai. And last year, I gave a shiur, Mamad Har Sinai. But I would like this year to talk about the other aspect of Chag HaShavuot, and that is the agricultural aspect. Chag HaShavuot in the Torah is Chag HaKatzir. And the katzir does not only involve the season of the year, it also involves the different classes in the field, the rich and the poor. Matnot aniyim, leket, shichecha, peah, all appear in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, Chaf Gimel, related to Chag HaShavuot. And we read in Chag HaShavuot, Megillat Rut, which gives us a glimpse into the life on the one hand, a very rich man, which the katir brings to the center. He's one of the big owners of the fields. And a poor woman, Ruth. Now we'd like to focus on Ruth. In reading together parts of Megillat Ruth, emphasizing one specific aspect, which I will explain. That is to relate to the way Ruth is described in the different parts of the Megillah. All of us have more than one name. There's a very famous song in Hebrew, L'chol Ish Yesh Shem. And all of us have different names. When I woke up in the morning, my wife called me Meir, and my children called me Abba. I came to Yeshiva, suddenly had a new name. I was called Rabbi. And all of these reflect different aspects of my personality. And I would say they really reflect different circles which I live in. And they reflect the different relationships I have with those who surround me. With my wife, I have a relationship that we're a loving one, equal, so we call each other by the first name. When my children call me Abba, they describe me being a father, their father. When I come to yeshiva and I'm called Rabbi, so I'm described as somebody teaching his students. And the Torah, in many places, when it describes the characters within the biblical story, many times the Torah gives them different names. It relates to them, referring to them by emphasizing, pointing out different parts of their personalities. And if it was only informative, just to tell us who they are, it was enough once or the first time. But since the Torah many times repeats these informative aspects regarding these biblical heroes, even though we already have the information, we are already familiar with them, so it obviously is not brought there to draw our attention to that information, but to somehow explain the story, to explain their emotions, to explain what drives them within the story. And I would like to give three examples, two from Sefer Bereshit, one from Sefer Shmuel, and then we'll start reading together Megillat Ruth and try to see what is the growth of Ruth within the Megillah, what are her relationships to the surrounding. And I think there's a very moving, sensitive, and deep interpersonal relationship, a story within Megillat Ruth. And I think we have what to learn from that too, for ourselves today, how to react, how to deal, how to talk to different people. I'll bring you the first example from Sefer Bereshit Chaf Aleph, the sending of Ishmael to the desert. The Torah says it's in Bereshit Chaf Aleph Pasuk Tet, Vatere Sarah, את בן הגר המצרית Asher Yalda Avraham. Now this is information we already know. We know that his name is not mentioned here. For Sarah, Ishmael has no name. He's Ben Hagar HaMitzrit, Asher Yalda Avraham. When Ben Hagar HaMitzrit, and the one it explains why sending him to the desert, Asher Yalda Avraham explains why telling Avraham to do so. Mitzachek. Vatomel Avraham, Garesh Ha'ama Hazot Ve'et Bena. It's a Ben Ama, and therefore, Garesh Oto. Ki lo yirash Ben Ama Hazot. Now listen to the dual, to Im Beni, Im Yitzchak. This is not to tell us that Yitzchak is his son, that appears in the Torah 6 Psukim before. Vashem Pakad Et Sarah Kasher Ama, Vatelet L'Avraham, Vatelet Sarah L'Avraham Ben, we know. But it explains why she doesn't want Yitzchak to be together with Ishmael. He's Ben Ama and he's Beni. And therefore, Garesh. And the Torah continues, Vayera ha-davar me'od b'inei Avraham. He has a totally different reaction than Sarah. Alodot b'no. For Sarah, it's Ben Ha'ama. For Yitzchak, for Avraham, it's his own son. How can you send your son to the desert? And therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to interfere and tell him, V'yomer Elohim al Avraham, al yira b'inecha, על הנער ועל עמתך, כל אשר תאמר אליך שרה, שמע בקולה. I'll give you another example from the birth of, before the birth of Ishmael, but from the Shiloh of Hagar. It's a very similar description in Bereshit, Tetzayin, sorry, Pasuk Aleph. ושרה ישת אברהם. We know she's ישת אברהם. This is information which we have already back from Bereshit Perek Yud Bet. But she's described as Eshet Avraham in order to explain to us the episode, what they're going through. Lo yalda lo, zela shifcha mitzrit ushma hagar. Is Eshet Avraham and shifcha mitzrit. Vatomer sarai al Avraham, hineina tzarani Adonai miledet. Bonai shifchati. It's very clear that even when I will give Hagar to you, she has no name. No face. She's not a woman you should love. She's my shifcha. Shifchati. Ulai ibane mimena. Vaishma Avraham lekol sarai. I'm listening to Pasuk Gimel. Vatikach sarai eshet Avraham et hagar hamitzrit shifchata. To make it clear what Sarai is doing here. Sarai is doing here. She's eshet Avraham. She's taking her shifcha. Niketz eser shanim. לשבת אברהם בארץ כנען, ותיתן אותה לאברהם אישה. Her man, לא לאישה. It's clear that when she gives Hagar to Avraham, it's a שפחה, being given to Sarai's man, husband, by his wife. And a third example, I will suggest, in Shmuel Aleph, in פרק יוטט, פסוק יוד אלף, Shaul HaMelech doesn't get along too well with his son-in-law David, if you can say so. He wants to kill him. Vayishlach Shaul malachim el Beit David leshomro ulhamito baboker. Vatagad leDavid Michal ishto lemor. Doesn't say Vatagad Michal leDavid. That should be enough. It should suffice. We know that Michal is David's wife. But this explains what motivated Michal. Why did Michal over here cooperate with her husband and act against her father? And Shaul himself asks her this later on. V'yomer Shaul al Michal, lama kach alimitani? The answer is, she says one thing. What does she tell him? She was afraid of him. She tells him, I'm reading her answer, that he was afraid that she will kill him. But I think the answer is she was his wife. She loved him. Now after this introduction, let's turn to Megillat Rut and try to read how is Rut described. Now the information that she's, her origin is from Moab, we know from the beginning of the Megillah. But during the Megillah we will see that her names are changing all the time. It's not repeatedless Rut, Rut, Rut. And as I said in the introductory words, these different ways of describing her are different ways of relating, on the one hand, to relationship to the different social circles, which is part of the Megillah. She moves from one to the other. And also, I would say, also explains the different way these different people related to her, to the stranger, to the Gioret, to the Olah Chadasha. Okay? Most of you are Olim Chadashim? No. Okay. I know I'm speaking English in Yerushalayim, but everybody here knows I prefer Hebrew, but to say it. I'm doing it as a favor to you. Okay, so we'll start reading Megillah to it. Vayidi mei shvot ha-shostim, vayira av ba'aretz. And our first acquaintance with Ruth is in Pasuk Dalet. Vayisu lehem nashim moaviyot. Shema achat Orpa, v'shema sheinit Rut. In Moab, they are Moaviyot. They both have names, Orpa and Rut. But here the information is given. But it's not only informative. They are Moaviyot. We continue. Vayamutu gam shnehem achlon v'chilyon, v'tishaer ha'isha, mishnei yiladeh ome isha, v'takom hi v'chaloteh. They became her daughter-in-laws together. Two kalot, and this is for a very simple reason. This is the only explanation for why they are staying with her. The reason they stay with Naomi is because they have family relations with her. They are her daughter-in-laws. Kalotea. And from here on, in the next few psukim, the Megillah describes them as her daughter-in-laws. Kalotea. A briut. Vatetzeh min ha-makom asher hayta sham, pasuk zayin. Ushtei chaloteha ima. They're together because they're acting in a similar way. Shtei chaloteha, go with their mother-in-law. Vatilachna baderech lashuv el eretz Yehuda. Vatomer Naomi, ushtei chaloteha. Lech nashovna isha levet ima. Or in simple words, your only daughter-in-laws, go back to your mothers. Vet ima is the contrast to chaloteha. Yas Adonai Machem Chesed, Kasher Asitem Im Amitim Vim Adi. Vatisena Kolan. I'm skipping a little. We want to do the whole Megillah today, so. Vatifkena. Vatomar Nala. They're still together. Ki Itach Nashuv Lamech. And now when they show how they're so attached to her, what love and affection they show to Naomi. Even after she offers them, go back home. Why come back with me to Yehuda? They insist of staying with her. So now they become from daughter-in-laws into Vatomer Naomi, Shovna Vinotai. They're like her daughters now. Now I don't know what our daughter-in-law, mother-in-law relationships are within this room, but I would say there are different models. There are those that it's only a daughter-in-law, and there are those where they become into like your own children. My grandmother, Alei Shalom, used to talk about her children and what she called the nispachim. Like in the family pictures at Tzmachot, it was always a picture only with her three children, and the nispachim were aside. My parents are very sensitive about that, since that, and in our family Tzmachot, they're always everybody together. All of us with our husbands and wives, and there are no nispachim. But there are different models. And you can't deny that our relationship to our parents is different than to our in-laws. But it's more intimate. Much closer. Zinotai. But still, she asked them to go back. Because since she loves them, she thinks for their own good is not staying with her. So you can love somebody and ask them to leave you. It's very difficult for parents to do that with our children. But sometimes that's what they have to do. They have to leave us sometimes. They have to grow. Vatomer Naomi, Shovna Zinotai, my daughters. Lama tilach naimi, ha'od livanim b'me'ah v'yu lechem la'anashim. And she continues with that same loving tone. Shovna zinotai. Lechna, ki zakanti miyot le'ish. And they react with love, but this time she was more convincing. Vatisena kolan vatishkena od. And now, after these two daughter-in-laws, who were like a group, kalotea, kalotea, zinotai, zinotai. Now when they start separating, now they get names again. Vatishak orpa lachamuta. not to know me, l'chamota, because there still is affection and love here. Orpa is attached to know me. She loves her, she kisses her, but Rut, Dafkaba, and from now on, once Orpa goes back, we learn that Rut staying with Naomi is not only a result of mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship, because the anti-hero here, I will say, Orpa, basically shows us what is expected in such a situation. Orpa really reflects, I would say, the normative behavior. She loves Naomi very much. They really get along very well. They kiss each other. But still, she belongs more to her family than to Naomi. Rut, from now on, stays with Naomi, not on the ticket of her daughter-in-law, but on a different ticket. From now on, in Perek Aleph, she's called Rut. No more Moaviyah. No more Kala. Rut. As a personality, as a subject, she now wants to join the Jewish people. And when Naomi tries to keep convincing her not to do it, because in Naomi's eyes, she's only coming because she's Kalata, because she's her daughter-in-law, she doesn't understand, really, what motivates Rut. And when she understands that it's out of her sincere will to become part of the Jewish people, then Naomi lets her come with her. Continues, I'm reading, V'tomer, Hinei Shava Yivimtech, meaning she is the normative behavior, Yivimtech. You should really react similarly to her. She still thinks she's coming with her because she's a kala, yivama. So go back too. Orpa is a positive figure here. Vatomer Rut. She's not kalata. She's Rut. Al tifgi v'ilozvech l'shuv me'achorayich. Why? And here she explains. I'm not coming with you because you're my mother-in-law. Because through you I recognize the truth of the people of Israel, of the God of Israel. Kilasher telechi elech, telchi elech. Uvasher talini alin, amech ami velohayich elohay. Vasher tamuti amut, visham ekaver. Ko yase Adonai li v'cho yosif ki amavet yafrid b'ni uvenech. And now Naomi understands what motivates Rut. And therefore, vatere ki mitametzeti. This is not only a daughter-in-law behavior. It's motivated by something deeper, by a personality of Rut. Vatechdal ledaber eleha. And now, they walk in together. Apparently no conversation, no debate. I would say, two hearts beating together, walking to a not simple welcoming they're going to get when they enter Eretz Yehuda. If you've been to Beit Lechem, you can even imagine the scenario coming from the east, coming from Harei Moav. They're approaching Beit Lechem, coming there from the area of Herodion today. They're approaching Beit Lechem from Midbar Yehuda. And the city gossips about them. It's a good piece of gossip. And look what happens to Rut when she comes to Eretz Yehuda. She started as a Moaviyah. Then she became a Kala. Then she became a Bat. Then she became Rut. And what does she become when she comes to Eretz Yehuda? Let's read. Vayikivuana Beit Lechem. Vatehom kol ha'ir alehen. Wow. Vatomarna hazot Naomi. ותאמר עליהן, אל תקרנה לי נעמי, קרנה לי מרה, כי הימר שדאי לי מאוד. אני מלאה הלכתי, וריקם השיבני אדוני. למה תקרנה לי נעמי, ואדוני ענבי ושדאי הרה לי? ותשוב נעמי, ורות המואביה קלטה אמה. When they come back to Eretz Yehuda, she's back a kala, why else would she come? Kala. She's again a Moaviyah. She's different than everybody else. As much as she became within her inner self, from a Moaviyah into Rut, in Eretz Yehuda, she is a Moaviyah. She may be sincere about her relationship to God. She may be the role model of a Ger Tzedek. And still, socially, she's at the bottom of the social class. She's a Moaviyah. And that's what she's described in Perek Bet, by the Narim of Boaz. Let's see what happens in, she goes out to the street. Vatomer Ruta Moaviyah, Naomi Modali Isha Ish Gibor Chayon Shparadeli Melech Ushmo Boaz. Vatomer Ruth Amovia Naomi in Eretz Yehuda again. She's Ruth Amovia. Elchana Sadeh Valaktava Shibulim Achara Sherim Tzachen Veina Vatomela. Look at what Naomi calls her. Lechi Viti. She may be Ruth Amovia to the street, to those who gossip about her, but within the house, the intimacy of their relationship is Viti. And then she goes outside. It happens to be that she comes to Boaz's field. And she attracts Boaz. And what does Boaz see beginning? What does he see? Lemi anara hazot. Vayomer Boaz lenaaro hanitzav al hakotrim. Lemi anara hazot. Later on we'll see what happens in Perek Gimel. But here she's a naara. She's a young lady. She's not attracted to her yet. Young lady who needs help. And look what the answer is. It's scary. Vayan hanar hanitzav al hakotrim vayomar. Naara Moavia. She has no name. She's not even Ruta Moavia. She's a Naara Moavia. Yeah, I mentioned before the Olim Chadashim here. Your accent always gives it in, right? I once heard a very moving interview of a girl who came from Russia here. And she said, when I was in Russia, they called me a dirty Jew. And here they call me a dirty Russian. It chases you. Your accent, you're a little different. And even as much as you try to become an Israeli, it will never help you. Look at her. Nahara, Moavia. Now, you have to realize, if you remember the words of Chazal, what it means to be a Moavia at that time. There's something very dramatic in this Megillah, which we'll read later on. It's a scandal, I would say. Boaz, very important man, marries a woman from Moab when the Torah says, let's see what the Torah has to say about Moab. We're back to Sefer Dvarim. Perek Chav Gimel. Lo yavo amoni u'moavi b'kal Adonai, gam dor asiri lo yavo lehem b'kal Adonai ad olam. Al dvar, now look at this. Al asher lo kidmu etchem b'lechem u'v'mayim b'derech b'tzeitchem b'mitzrayim. They do not know the secret of helping the needy and the poor, those who are walking on the road, the thirsty. Moav is not an Am of Chesed. And now Ruth, she's called a Moavia. I would say, not a big compliment by them. And listen to what he says. Nara Moavia, Shavai Naomi, Mizdei Moav. He has to say Moav twice. If you didn't hear it once, we'll make sure that you heard it. Nara Moavia, Shavai Mizdei Moav. That's who she is. Now, she only came with Naomi, meaning she's not a Giyoret, she's not really part of us, she's a foreigner, but still she's here. And look what happens. And here is the secret of Boaz. I think you have to learn from Boaz. V'atomer alaktana v'asafti v'omorim achrei hakotrim v'tavo v'tamod me'az haboker v'adata ze shifta bayit ma'ad v'yomer Boaz el Ruth. For the Ne'arim, for the society, for Anshei Yehuda, Anshei Beit Lechem, she's Nara Moavia, Shava Mizdei Moav, and for Boaz, who is she? Ruth. Because Boaz looked at her differently. You can see a Moavia, and you can see a courageous woman. You can see a Nara Moavia, and you can see somebody who's a sincere person, who accepted upon himself Malchut Shamayim. We decide how to look upon these people. And Boaz viewed her differently than everybody else. And look what he says. Boaz read Perek Aleph. They didn't. He came to the shir. He understand what happened at Perek Aleph. Vayomer Boaz el Rut. She has a name. She has a face. She's not only an Aram Ovia. She's a person. Halo Shamat Biti. Look at this phrase, Biti. But this Biti is not Naomi's Biti. It's from the Nara. It's admiring her. I think that you can realize why. Because b'sadeh acher, how will they treat her? How will they relate to her as Nara Moavia, Shava Mizdei Moav? It's not too pleasant. V'gam lo ta'avurim mizeh, v'chot tidbakinim na'arotai. Listen to this pasuk. Chot tidbakinim na'arotai. Einayich basadeh asher yikton v'alachta chareihen. Now listen to the next statement, which basically reveals the secret of what it is to be a Nara Moaviyah. Halo tziviti et ha'narim levilti nogeich. Apparently Boaz knows how his ne'arim treat na'arot Moaviyot who come to their field. Nogeich. Big teaser. I would say they put her in the back of the line. Maybe they make sure she doesn't pick up the shibolim. Halo tzivitich levilti. Tziviti, I'm reading again at ha'narim, levilti nogeich. V'tzamit v'alacht el ha'kilim v'shatit me'asher ish avun ha'narim. And she doesn't understand, why is he so different? She's expecting to be Nara Moaviyah. Why do you call me Ruth? Why do you treat me differently? And he gives the clear answer. Because I look at you differently. Vayan Boaz, Vayomer La. Huged, Hugadli, Kol Asher Asit Et Chamotech Acharei Motishech. Starts out as you're being a good daughter-in-law. But it continues. Vatazvi Avich V'Imech. Ve'eretz moladetech. Vatelchi el am asher lo yadat tmol shilsham. People can call you Nara Moaviyah Shava, and I can call you a woman who knew the secret of Amech Ami Elokaich Elokai v'asher telchi elech. That's who she is for Boaz. He doesn't calm down until he gives her a shkoich. I don't know if she felt too comfortable getting that shkoich, but he did give it to her. Yishalem Adonai po'olech. ותהיים משכורתך שלמה מאם אדוני אלוהי ישראל אשר באת לחסות תחת כנפיו. She's still astonished. It is astonishing, I must say. But you are able to take the same person and look at him or her differently than the way everybody else does. To look into the inner truth, to put aside all the social boundaries, to be sincere. It's not easy. Vatomer em tachen deinecha adoni, still an adon, you know? Ki nichamtani. Wow. Somebody different. V'chi dibarta alev shifchatecha, v'anuchi lo ayekachat shifchotecha. V'yom ala boaz, v'et ha'ochel goshi alom v'achalt, and he gives her to eat, etc. And again, v'yitza boaz et na'arav le'mor, גם בין האומרים תלקט ולא תחלימוה. Again, it's pretty clear that Boaz realized that what would their reaction be? To embarrass her, להחלים. So as he said before, לבלתי נוגח ולא תחלימוה. It's not pleasant to be an עולה חדש, as we said. וגם שאול תשאולו לה. Again, ולא תיגערו בה. Meaning, what did he expect them to do? Ligorba? No, I don't know if he gave the orders to do so. She was very, she was aware of what they're doing. But here he made sure they treat her differently. And then she comes home. And it's a real surprise. And look what she comes home to. What happens there? Vatisa, vatavoayir, vaterech hamotah. There's no more Naomi here. Because the relationship here is Chamot Kala or Chamot Bat, as you saw before. Et asher liketa, v'totzeh v'titen at asher hotira misora. And she came back with a jackpot, as you realize. And Naomi, I think, knows what goes outside. I don't know what she went through all day, thinking of how poor Ruth will be out in the fields there. But Naomi is really surprised. V'tomer la chamota, again, not Naomi, chamota. Esho likate tayom. והנעשית, היא מכירך ברוך, ותגד לחמותה, it's an intimate relationship, חמותה, חמותה, all the time, את אשר עשתה עמו, ותאמר, שם האיש אשר עשיתי עמו היום, בועז, ותאמר, נעמי לחלתה, now Naomi gets a name again, because now Naomi is coming out of the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship, and she's starting to relate to בועז, to the outside, and therefore she's no more חמות, she's Naomi. She recognizes people have names. And the name puts her back within society. And now it's a totally different story. From a Nara Moaviyah, Shalom Hizdei Moab, in the rich man's field, it becomes a relative. Naomi to Boaz. V'atomer Naomi lechalata. Baruch Hu Adonai Yesher Lo Azav Chasdo Et HaChayim Et HaMitim. Vatomer La Naomi, again, Naomi, because now she recognizes Boaz. Boaz is a name, she has a name. Karov Ulanu Aish Migoalenu. Then you have a total downfall. Vatomer Ruta Moaviyah. I'm trying to convince you here that she's a Moaviyah outside. She, in Perek Aleph already, Naomi realizes she's not a Moaviyah. Boaz realizes she's not a Moaviyah. And here within Naomi's house, she becomes a Moaviyah again. And the Midrash was very sensitive to that and made a comment on it. Because look at what Ruth says to her. And here we will meet another aspect of Balei Tshuva, maybe, of Gerim, of an Olech Hadash, trying to rebuild yourself, to forget everything you brought from the old country. And look at what she said. Vatomer Rut HaMoaviyah. It's astonishing. That's what she called her. Because what she said, Gam, Ki Amar Elai, Im HaNe'arim Asher Li Tidbakim, Ad Im Kilu Et Kol HaKatzir Asher Li. Go back to what Boaz said. Boaz said, I pointed out before, Pasuk Chet, Zechot Tidbakim Im Na'arotai. What did Ruth say? Gam ki amar elai im ha-ne'arim asher li tidvakim. Says the Midrash, I'm reading, Midrash Rut Rabba, on this pasuk, Amar Rav Hanan Bar Levi, bevadai moaviyahi, hu amar zuchot tidvakim im na'arotai. He's a Jew who knows about tzniut, about separating men from women. He told her, go with the ne'arot, go with the girls. But roots and Moaviyah. We know Moab, you read Sefer Bemidbar, Balpor, Moab Arputin Barayot. She, as much as she's a tzaddikah, and she is, as much as she's trying to be different and change, still, what to do? Some Moavi culture remain with her. Meaning, you Olim Chadashim, me too, what can you do? I'm a little American, okay? We still like to be interested in sports, right? Israelis are embarrassed to be interested in sports results. It's childish. We have something bad from the old country. I mean, you can't get rid of it, even if you want to. I'm reading the Midrash again. Vaday Moaviyai, hu amar v'chol tidbakin im na'arotai, v'hi amra im ha'ne'arim asher li tidbakin, v'af Naomi amra b'ruach ha'kodesh, let's see the next pasuk. It's like a beautiful lesson Naomi is giving her. ותאמר נעמי אל רות כלתה, טוב ביתי כי תצאי עם נערותיו. ואף נעמי אמרה ברוח הקודש, נערותיו. There's a different social code here between Rut and Naomi and Boaz. And Naomi, that's why the Midrash says it was ברוח הקודש. Without even knowing what Boaz actually said, she knew what he said. Because a Jew doesn't say, בכל תדבקים עם הנערים. A Jew says, "V'chol tidbakim im na'arotai," and therefore Naomi gives her a lesson. I assume Ruth learned a lesson. It's a process to return from a na'ara moaviyah into Ruth. I'm sure she learned a lesson. Maybe painful sometimes, embarrassing, but she learned. V'tomer la Naomi. I'm continuing. V'tomer Naomi el Ruth kalata. טוב ביתי כי תצאי עם נערותיו ולא יפגעו בך בשדה אחר, and she learned the lesson, ותדבק בנערות בועז. She learned the lesson. From now on, she leaves the נערים. They weren't too nice, you know, I mean, I'm sure the girls were nicer. ותדבק בנערות בועז, ותשב את חמותה. Yes, please. Oh, you can have question and answers in this room. Yes.
Ooh.
Doesn't say.
All right, so.
But at least you know that's a very major dilemma within many families. You know, Israelis, we talk about being Olech Hadash. One of the things I don't like about Israelis is they call their in-laws by their first name. Like, you imagine that a decent European or American person will call his... when I was a child, and I was told before, somebody who was his first time here said, you must be the person teaching. You told it to me, right? Because you're the youngest in the room. I told him I'm working on it. I turned gray. I'm working on it. But I can say, when I was a child in New York, you did not address any adult by his first name. My our neighbors were Mrs. Katz or so-and-so's mother. We didn't approach adults as our best friends. And here, you know, your mother-in-law, you call her by your first name, your father, everybody, it's halak achaver from the kibbutz. It's a totally different society. Well, I don't know what Naomi called her. I know that in some families you call your mother-in-law, okay, until you have children, and then you call her as Safta. Okay, that's a very good patent. Okay. And now we go to Paragimel. It's only a problem for around 1 or 2 years. It depends on how much time it takes you to have kids. Seder. Okay. So let's go to Paragimel. And now we have a totally new episode, which on the one hand we will see the relationship between Naomi and Ruth. On the other hand, the relationship between Boaz and Naomi will change the phase here. It will become something different. And the way the Megillah describes them, explains it, it reflects it very deeply and beautifully. Let's start from Naomi looking for a chatan for her daughter-in-law. And this is something which is not simple for in-laws, to seeing their daughter-in-law remarrying, living with another man. It can remind them of their dead son. And I could say that part of the secret which Naomi has over here is that Naomi, as I pointed out before, she relates to Ruth not to as a daughter-in-law, but to her daughter. She wants her daughter to be happy. She's her daughter. And you want your daughter to get married. And therefore she didn't tell her like the Italians, wear a black dress, you know, and be the memorial for the dead, the machlon, no? Live, remarry. And this is the beginning of Paragimel. V'tomer la Naomi chamuta, biti halo avakesh lach manoach asher yitav lach. You're my daughter, biti. Avakesh lach manoach asher yitav lach. She has a very good idea. Real good chatan. Only one thing. This chatan, till now, thinks that she's a na'ara. That's what he called her in Perek Bet. She's not a na'ara moaviyat for Boaz. That's why he's perhaps the only candidate to date. But if she's a na'ara, you don't fall in love with a na'ara. You fall in love with somebody else, and it's described here. She's going to turn Ruth from a na'ara into Isha, a woman. A mature woman. And that's what's described over here. I think Naomi, this is an issue in their house. They won't calm down from that. Once he said the na'arim, every time you talk about it, you have to make sure to say, na'arotav, na'arotav, right? You didn't go to the boys, right? Again, what did she say to her? V'tomel, I'm reading it again. V'atal ovoaz mo da'atanu, sher hayit et na'arotav. To make sure that everything was okay. Now, you have to realize, when she's a na'ara in Perek Bet, in the words of Boaz, and she goes with a na'arot, it's a relationship which she don't fall in love, one or the other. You don't. But now we have to try to transform you into a woman. And it's described over here beautifully. The night takes him away from society, from, I would say, gossip, from the whole surrounding, which we know what they think about this. And you see later on, Boaz is very concerned about what next day's newspapers will write about his being with a woman in the garden. Something he doesn't want to be on the headlines of the newspaper. And look what he says to her. V'rachatz, v'sacht. Reminds of Esther, right? That's how a woman goes to a man. Not a na'ara to work. V'sham tzimlotayich, v'yaradet ha'goren. And look what Boaz is suddenly called. Before it was, Naomi, Boaz, 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 right? Such a great guy. What is he called over here? Anti vadi la'ish. He's a man over here. And as you know, men fall in love with beautiful women. He's a man. And as a man, he can reconsider his relationship, his attachment to Ruth. Transforming Ruth from a na'ara to an isha is involved in changing, transforming Boaz from Boaz to an ish too. Which brings you back to the first place in the Torah, where there are ish v'isha, that is Bereshit Bet. Haken ya'azov ish et aviv et imo v'davak v'ishto.
ויהי בשוכבו, לידעת את המקום אשר ישכב שם עובד וגילית מרגלותיו,
will trigger him off to an ishisha, and then what to do. It's very complicated politically. Halachically, it's complicated. Hu yagid lach et asher ta'asin. I would say that Naomi's wisdom is over here, the tricky wisdom, and he will be the lawyer. He'll work it out. Look what happens. Vatomer Eileh, now you asked before, how does she relate to her? Look what happened over here. Vatomer Eileh, kol asher tomri elai yaaseh. She doesn't seem too enthusiastic about this offer, right? It reminds me very much the tone, no chamot, but, you know, we'd expect, you know, yeah, it's a great idea, you know. It sounds like Yaakov responding to Rivka, the way Chazal has seen it, like, you can feel he doesn't want to do it. Like, he's pushed by his mother to do something he doesn't want to do. And Chazal mostly were sensitive to that, because in Revere, also, the description, I'm reading from Bereshit, Chaf Zayin, Yaakov argues with her, with his mother, but more than that, later on it says, "Vayelech, vayikach, vayavel imo, vatasimo matamim, vatikach rivka, vatitenta matamim." It's very passive. And over here, I would say, if you read Perek Bet, when it's much more, I would say, maybe embarrassing, Ruth going out to the fields, knowing that I'm repeating what is expected for an Aram Ovia, out in Shtei Beit Lechem, Nogech, Hachlimech, Igaruch, all that's expected, she goes to that. It's her offer. Perek Bet, she's active. The opening of Perek Bet, Vatomer Ruth Amovia Naomi El Chana Hashadeh. But in Perek Gimel, Naomi takes the initiative. She's active. And Ruth, Vatomer Elea, Kol Asher Tomri Elai Yaseh, Vatered Agoy, Vatas, Kuchol Asher Tiftach Hamuta, Vayomer Boaz, Vayochal Boaz, I'm sorry, Vayesh, Vaitav libo, in a good mood. Vayavod ishka bikte arema, vatavo balat, vategal, margelotav, vatishkav. Vayiv hachatzi alayla, and look again, no more Boaz. Vayecherad ha'ish, vayilachet, v'inei isha shochevet margelotav. This is the first time in the Megillah the root is called woman, isha. And Boaz here is an ish. He's an ish and isha, and what happens to him suddenly? Doesn't recognize her. What do you mean? All Perek Bet, all they do is talk to each other. Boaz goes to her, wow, what a shkoyach you get. You know, I heard what you did. Ha'shalem Hashem askortech. And suddenly, what does he say to her? Vayomer, mi'at? Why doesn't he recognize her? For a simple reason. Because till now, she was a nara, tzadekes, and suddenly, he sees somebody different, somebody new. She rose something within him. Somebody rose, and he's like trying to understand what he's feeling, what's going here. Vayomer mi'at, and look what she answers. Vatomer anuchi rut amatecha, ufarasta chnasecha al amatecha ki goelata. She gives her a new mission to Boaz. You're not only a rich person who helps us, you are a goel. Doesn't sound, to me at least, if you think otherwise, please, this room should not prevent you from talking up, speaking up. It doesn't sound clearly as a love story, even though I try to portray it so. I do think it is from Nara, Boaz, to Ish, Isha. On the other hand, it's also a duty. And she describes herself as his Ama. It's not an equal relationship. Sarasta knasecha lamatecha ki goelata. You see that very clearly from Perek Dalet, because in Perek Dalet, we have the Goel too. The Goel doesn't come necessarily because he's in love with the root. He comes because it's his duty. And that Goel, and here maybe I could reverse the story, that Goel discovers that he doesn't want to do it because of his duty. In other words, so what motivates Boaz? Not only a sense of duty, but perhaps love, and perhaps that he really viewed root differently. Meaning for the Goel, she was a Nara Moaviyah, read it soon. For Boaz, she was Ruth. She had a face, she had a name, she had a personality. He was able to overcome the Nara Moaviyah. And it continues by his reaction, Bruchat l'Adonai biti, Heitaft chazdecha acharon min arishon. Dizati lechet acharei abachurim in dali mashir. Apparently he realizes that something about this shidduch is not too natural, you know? Meaning, naturally, a young, beautiful woman, what she, we don't know if she was beautiful, it doesn't say any place. But I do know that he fell in love with her. But naturally, she should go to, look at the shidduchim also there. First of all, a bachur, which apparently means like me. David is younger than me, right? Thanks for coming, David. Okay, I'm not the youngest one in the room. But a bachur, somebody young. You too, I think. Not white. Two of you. Stay there, okay. And also look what he says, Dali Mashir, meaning I assume that naturally she would deserve it more, Dal. Maybe some Mashir will come up, but I mean, Boaz sees this, Ruth coming, nah, because nobody wants to marry you, and this for Nebach, you came to me, so I'll do it. You also have a sense of attachment, of duty, and in the, I would say, the concept of those times, most people did not marry apparently through love. They got married through family relations, social relations, fathers cut the deals, and this is not very different. You know, it's what's well quoted that our Avot in Imahot has three models of marriage. Abraham and Sarah are those who were met in Bnei Akiva and grew up together. And that's where, that, therefore they talk to each other. Yitzchak and Rivka are a shidduch, and I could say they could have improved their conversation, and Yaakov and Rachel, it's romantic love, and therefore this, it's also tragic. And here, it's mixed together. On the one hand, he realizes his bachurim are more attractive, apparently the more interesting there. On the other hand, there is an ish isha here, and when you read it, you don't feel only, it's the Alta Terach who's marrying, you know, this young woman, you know. You do feel this, it's somehow combined together. And as we said before, he will know what to do. He knows what to do. He works everything out. He makes sure for a few things. First of all, he says to her, "Kol asher tomri yeshelach." Look how it flip flopped. Till now, we saw it. Everything he says, she'll do. Everything you say, I will do. Ki yodeh kol shar ami ki eshet chayel. And here she's an isha again. But what type of an isha? Eshet chayel. Mishle lamed aleph. She's an eshet chayel. He's attracted to her. He's an eshet chayel. It's a good idea to marry her. V'ata ki umnam kim goel anochi. You talked about geula. Yamesh goel karov imeni. That's not enough. Lini halayla v'haya baboker imi galech tov. What can I do? But you already know, if we recognize people in Beit Lechem from Perek Bet, Naram or Aviyah, the goel won't be different. And again, the same way Ruth has an anti-hero, she has Opa, like to understand how unusual her behavior is, because Opa is the normative behavior. Ruth is the exceptional. Same thing happens with Boaz, the two heroes of this Megillah. The Goel is what society thinks about such a woman as Ruth. Nara, Moavia, who can marry her? Who can do Geulah? Boaz breaks social boundaries. He sees an Eshet Chayil. He sees somebody different than everybody else. V'tishkav magalotav ala boker, v'takom b'terem yakir ish et re'eu, v'yomer al yivada kiva isha hagoren. When it comes to gossip, Boaz is careful too, as I mentioned before. And for gossipers, she's not an Aram or Aviyah. You know what she is? All gossipers would say, Aisha, the woman, right? But she's in the field, she's an Aram or Aviyah. But in the Goren, even the gossipers realize something romantic is going on over here. And I also point out, for those who know Masechet Brachot, that Terem Yakir Ish Et Re'eu, this is the source of Tchilat Zman Kriyat Shema Asher Shacharit, Mishe Yakir. That's one. And what is the other one? Mishe Yakir Et Chavero Me'arba Amot. It's taken from the Gilat Rut. Mishe Yakir Et Chavero. Yes, please. I'll be honest with you. It's always easy to be like all social boundaries, meaning to be like everybody else. I don't know if I would have the guts, but I do have some things I did in my life different than everybody else. Even where I grew up, you don't grow a beard, you know? But a few more things. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, the Seder. I look very conventional, I know. So maybe I would be like everybody else. But no, me is unusual, Boaz is unusual, and Ruth is unusual. And now we come back home. What happens at home? Let's see who they are. How are they talking to each other? Vatavol chamota. Now look at this. Vatavol chamota. And again, Boaz doesn't recognize her. Who doesn't recognize her either? Naomi. It's an amazing scene. Vatavol chamota. Vatomer miat biti. But she doesn't know who Ruth is. It's pitch dark in the house. It's very clear that miat biti is because something has transformed again in her personality, in her behavior. I would say Ruth in Perek Gimel becomes a new person. She's an Isha. She's an Eshet Chayil. Maybe Naomi is surprised by what the results of what she did. She took this chance, not knowing what will happen. And here, look who came home. Somebody new came home.
Maybe she doesn't know who came home yet.
Could be.
Maybe she's not here with the idea. So this woman suggested, didn't she take a chance? She knew she took a chance. So why she's with me at this? Well, why did you stand up?
It's possible. Possible. I think it's also possible that there's something different in her. But be it this way or that way, look what she answers. Yes, please.
Who is to say she converted?
Well, that's a good question. When you wanted to be able to, the Megillah should describe her going to the Rabbanut and going through 7 months of Ulpan Giyur. It's a good chance if they would happen in the Rabbanut that she would not be Giyuret. That's what I could say. But in our eyes, it happens in Perikalis. Well, that perhaps is not enough, but I would add that it would seem within the Bible that the concept of Giyur is more geographical. Something which is very clear in different parts of the Bible is that in those times they saw the relationship of the gods to the land where their people lived. And many times regarding to Giyur, the Torah talks about coming to the land. Ger comes to Eretz Yisrael. And I would add that the Kutim come to Eretz Yisrael and they get in, as we say today, the guys say, to Dini. You're going to get along with the God of this land because there's something geographical about it, even though you have to explain, I won't do it now here, how does that work out with a monotheistic view of God, which is the God of the whole world. But it is very clear in different parts of the Tanakh that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is related to us, the Elohim of Am Yisrael, which is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, coming into Eretz Yisrael, that's what makes you Ger. That's just simply, that's the Ger in the Torah. But let's put aside how Rut gets along with Shulchan Aruch and Chol Gerut. It apparently happens in Perikalis coming into her statements, who coming into Beit Lechem. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, joining those not nice people in Beit Lechem. Apparently. And now back to, yes please. Please.
Is that you see our father, who went back to be Aholavia, that was her place, she says, I'm not going to change.
Right.
But what did Ruth say? Naomi, I'm going with you. Not just I'm going with you, wherever you go, I go with you. And this is the change. And not just outside, but within her. This is what we have to understand.
I accept. Very nice. Now let's see, we have to finish. Let's see what happens and when they come back. Miat, okay? Where were you? Vatagilat, Kol Asher Asala, Ha'ish. Look what Boaz becomes in their house over here. It's a new name. Ha'ish. Because Ruth is somebody new. Vatomer, Shesh Asorim, Natanli. Vatomer, Shvi, Viti. Ad Asher Tedin. And now we have a new scene. We come to Shar Ha'ir, back to Beit Lechem. We leave their intimacy in the house. We leave the Goren. Now we're back to public opinion. What do the people of Beit Lechem think about this whole story? And let's see what happens over there. Boaz comes, and who has no name over here? The Goel. The anti-hero has no face, no name, because he's public opinion. He's what everybody thinks. What's going on over here? This Nara Moavia. He's a Goel. He's a Ploni Almoni called later on, because he has no personality. He doesn't have any guts, you know. He's not able to overcome social boundaries. He's a goel. Doesn't do his job. And look what's described over here. Vemela goel chalkata sadeh asher. Again, look at l'achinu l'elimelech. Why do you have to say achinu? to emphasize his duty to be Goel. It's your brother, Achinu. Now look what he says to him. Be Goel. What does he say? As long as he doesn't talk about root, talks about money, shield, these are values which are important to the Goel. He talks those values. Vayomer anochi egal. But then he puts in a new factor. Vayomer Boaz, v'yom knotcha ha'shadeh miyad Naomi. And look who comes in over here. Wow. She becomes again Rut ha-Moaviyah. Umeet Rut ha-Moaviyah. He's scaring the guy off. She don't realize that. Umeet Rut ha-Moaviyah, eshet ha-met. Kanita la-kim sheva met la-mechalato. And now, what does he say as expected? Are you crazy? Vayomer ha-Goel. Lo chali goli. What am I going to do to myself? Pen ashchit et nachalati. You think she's Rut and not an Aram Ovia? You think she's Rut and not Rut? You marry her. Ga'alcha ata et gulati ki lo chali gol. Vayomer Boaz laskeimim v'cholam. I skipped a little. Edim atem ayom ki kaniti kol asher melech etc. V'gam. And look at this. I think it's beautiful. Let me say v'gam et Rut eshet machlon. He knows she's a Moaviyah, and he doesn't marry her because he's stupid, because he's blind. She is, publicly, she is Gamet Rut HaMoaviyah, Eshet Machlon Kaniti Lili Isha. He knows that, but still, what makes him able to overcome that is because in his eyes, she is Rut. She's Aisha. Now look what happens to the people in the Shaar Beit Lechem. Somehow, the Boaz impresses them. They go together with him. There's a new atmosphere comes there. Look what happens at the dancing at their wedding. She's not Ruta Moaviyah anymore. Let's say they're hinting to him. We know there were past scandals in the family, like Tamar, Yehuda, but we're blessing you to build Beit Yisrael, because Beit Yisrael is not built by those who act like everybody. Beit Yisrael is something which is built uniquely, and from now on, look what who Rut is again. Moaviyah is genug, no more Moaviyah. Vayikach Boaz et Rut, vatehi lo leisha, vayavor la. You put together Boaz of Perek Bet and Perek Gimel. Rut of Perek Bet becomes the Isha of Boaz in Perek Gimel. Vayikach Boaz et Rut v'atilo l'Isha v'yavo elea v'yiten Adonai la hirayon v'teled bein. And here we have a new relationship. The child becomes like Naomi's child. V'tikach Naomi et hayeled v'tishiteu b'cheika v'atilo l'omenet. Maybe they forget who the mother is. Maybe they don't want to remember who the mother is. What do they say? V'tikrenu ha'shchinot shem le'mor. Yulad Ben Lenomi. Eventually it's somehow accepted. Yes, please.
Isn't that very odd, that conclusion that a son is born to Naomi? Meaning, really, the heroine of the story of Ruth is Naomi, who forced so many things.
Possible. I see you like her. You're mother-in-law, right? David's mother? Yes? You're David's mother? I want to talk to him, okay? Tell him after the shiur to call me. But I know that she knows that there are many different opinions. What is Megillat Ruth trying to teach us? The common one is trying to tell us about David HaMelech. I mean, the punchline is the Yishai Olidet et David. You said the punchline is smart mother-in-laws. That's what you are saying. Possible. My punchline that I tried to share with you, and with this I will conclude this year, is that we were all tired Shavuot morning. Most people fall asleep during the Gilat Rut. Try to listen to the sensitivity of Boaz. Try to realize difficulties of the plain people. Try to realize that Chag HaKachir is not only big bonuses for those who own the field. Try to remember that among those fields there are people shemachlimim otam, nogim bahem, etc. Try to remember that within the economical crisis, every year I greet the economical crisis, right? Somehow, I always put it in. Somehow I realize there are people who are in difficulty and distress, and we usually judge people by which seems to be Naramovia. Oh, you're this, you're that. And Boaz, like Tika's story here, Ruth is a story of growth. Somebody who was able to see, I would say, beyond social boundaries into the inner truth of Ruth, to see the real person within her, and to be a goel. I wish all of us Chag Shavuot Sameach, Kol Tov.